5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ever wonder if they still do senior pranks? We have three high school seniors that are working with us till tomorrow. Tomorrow's your guys' last day.
No, it's sad.
Yeah, Tessa and Matt, you guys have been absolutely great. And we were talking about senior pranks, and I was giggling because there is this high school senior prank that took place in Maryland that not just got the high school involved, it tricked the entire city.
What happened?
So what the seniors did is they created this big banner announcing that Trader Joe's would be coming in the spring of 2025, and they posted the huge banner outside of an old empty grocery store.
Oh, man, and people got fired up.
Oh, they were excited.
Yeah.
They went nuts. Everybody was so pumped about it. Some people were mad. Most people were super excited.
I mean, because you're thinking to yourself, wait a minute, I really want Trader Joe's.
Exactly.
If they're not coming after.
Yeah, and there was a QR code on the banner, and it said for more information to, you know, use the QR code.
Yeah.
But when you scan the QR code, it brought you to this.
Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you
Rick
down.
Roll, man.
Never gonna run
Rick Ashley, still Rick Rolling. I'm still getting paid.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Rick Ashley, good for you.
So I was telling Tessa and Matt about this, and we were talking about it. Tessa, what happens at your school? What do you have to do a senior prank?
We have to ask the administration for permission to do our senior prank every year.
Wait, okay, Matt, how many times have they approved the senior prank?
I don't think they ever have.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're pranking you. They're like, no, you know, to do your senior prank, you have to have permission. And then they do it. They file, like, whatever they have to do. And then the school's like, no, sorry.
Not going
to
do it.
If we do it, we can get in a lot of trouble. Like, this year, we tried to do a bike ride, and they said, nope, you're not doing that.
I mean, the bike ride prank, too, like, I mean, it seems pretty harmless, right? Like, what's the problem with that?
I don't think kids understand
what a prank. The school are just like, nope.
And then, yeah, they don't want to deal with it.
But they don't understand what a prank is anymore because they have to ask permission for it.
Well, part of me.
And they're not going to get that.
Well, the problem is, like, they you can't walk at graduation. Like
they threaten you not to be able to graduate, right?
Right, if you get caught.
Now, which, by the way, thing. I mean, try and get away with that. Come on.
But it's different now. So that's what I was thinking about. Is like, part of me is like, let the kids have some fun. And if it's harmless, why not? Like,
I just don't want it to involve animals. Anything other than that, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, but like, this is a perfect example of a funny senior prank that didn't hurt anybody.
Right.
And like, it was just like a fun thing for the town. And like, why can't we bring that back? Why can't we do things like that? And I think that they got you guys now because, one, people are nuts and they do crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's so easy just to say you're not going to be able to walk. You're not going to be able to graduate. We had the same threats 20 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, you did the work. You took the test. You passed the grades. You're getting your diploma. Anybody who says that you're not, you might not get it that day in the folder or whatever. Like, talk to a lawyer.
Yeah, but you want
to
know what?
You're getting your diploma.
Just don't do it. Whatever the school told you to do. Now, here comes the mom in me.
Yeah.
Whatever the school said, just do that.
Oh, boy.
Well, last year, they put all the furniture that we had around our building, and they put it in the bathrooms around our building. We no longer have furniture in our school.
They're not messing around at that high school.
Wait a minute. They took out the furniture?
Yeah, basically,
we had couches and seats that you can sit at, and they've moved them into the bathroom, and we no longer have furniture.
Where did those couches go?
They go out in the hallway.
Who took them? The gym teacher took them home?
You mean afterwards?
That's what I'm saying.
Some dump. No, it's really tragic. Now, like, so the hallways, they have this space, like, built into them, like, at the end of, like, each, like, in corner. It's, like, four.
But it's
like,
just empty
couches.
At this
now
point.
Now it's just empty space.
That's how they threaten
them.
It's
really weird.
That's how they threaten them.
It's like, it's sad.
Remember your couches? Remember last year's seniors? Remember they were funny?
You want to end up where the couches are at?
Yeah.
Right. Sleep with the fishes? Right. We'll go to the mattresses, as they say. Wow.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move your ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing service that's a game changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic? Phrasing feels off? Writing for a high-stakes client? Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. Now, it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.